In business, we hear a lot about meetings. Too many meetings, pointless meetings, meetings that could have been an email. But one type of meeting stands apart. And when done right, it can completely transform your team. And that is the one-to-one meeting. A one-to-one meeting between a manager and their direct report is more than just a status update. It's a game-changing tool for truly understanding your team. These meetings give leaders the chance to check in on well-being because engaged, healthy employees do the best work. To remove roadblocks so that team members aren't stuck spinning their wheels. Also to clarify priorities and roles so no one is left wondering, what am I actually supposed to be doing? You can also encourage collaboration, ensuring the team isn't operating in silos. You can also support professional development, helping employees grow rather than just grind. And plan for the future, because career planning isn't just about promotions. It's about purpose. Welcome to Ignoring the Rules podcast. I'm Wayne Robertson. Here's the truth. Managers who skip these meetings miss critical insights. Employees who don't get them feel unseen, unheard, and unmotivated. But the teams who embrace regular, intentional one-on-ones, they thrive. Because great leadership isn't just about strategy. It's about connection. Ready to discuss this? Let's go. Sometimes one-to-one meetings are where small talk goes to die and honesty comes to panic, and they call it a one-on-one, but sometimes it always feels like a one-on interrogation. And one-on-one is supposed to be a safe space, so why, when I've had them, do I feel like I need to have a lawyer present? Yes. And sometimes when it's not done on a regular basis, when the manager says, can we schedule a quick one-on-one? The team member's brain immediately translates it to, uh-oh, what did I do wrong? Sergio was a no-nonsense manager. He believed that if his team was struggling, the best way to fix it was to push them harder. And push he did. The problem, his team wasn't getting tasks done on time. Okay, big problem. Deadlines slipped, mistakes piled up, and progress stalled. And every team meeting turned into a battlefield, with Sergio calling out failures and demanding explanations. But instead of improving, things got worse. Team members stopped speaking up in meetings. They avoided him in the hallways. Some even looked physically ill when he called on them. No matter how much he pushed, demanded, or lectured, nothing changed. And Sergio knew about one-to-one meetings. He had read about them in leadership books, seen LinkedIn posts about their importance, and even attended a training that emphasized their power. But in his mind, they were a waste of time. Until one particular team meeting. He threw out a question trying to get input, and all he got was crickets. No one spoke, no one looked up, just dead silence. And something clicked in his head. His team wasn't just afraid of failing, they were afraid of him. Well, that moment hit Sergio hard. He wasn't leading a team. He was leading a group of people who felt disconnected, unmotivated, and unseen. And so in an act of desperation, he decided to try one-on-one meetings, just to see if it helped. And at first, the team members were terrified. When they got a message saying, let's have a quick one-to-one in my office, they assumed it was for a lecture. Some even mentally prepared their resignation speeches. But instead of yelling, Sergio asked, how's your workload? Are you running into any obstacles? Well, Instead of criticizing, he asked, "What do you need to do your job better?" Instead of blaming, he asked, "How can I help?" Well, let's be honest here, though. The first few meetings were awkward. The team members didn't really believe that he wanted to listen. They gave short, vague answers, afraid to be honest. But week after week, he kept showing up. No agenda, no blame, just a very simple, "What's going on? How can I help?" And slowly, very slowly, things started to change. After a few weeks, something unexpected happened. A team member actually opened up. "I keep missing deadlines because I don't understand the new system, and I'm too embarrassed to ask for help." So instead of getting angry, Sergio said, "Okay, let's fix that." He set up training sessions for everybody, and suddenly tasks started getting completed on time. Then another team member spoke up. "We're overloaded. The expectations don't match what we can realistically finish." And instead of just telling them to work harder, Sergio adjusted the workloads, set clearer priorities, and removed unnecessary tasks. And so little by little, trust was built. And each week, when they met, the conversations got deeper. Each week, team members started being more honest. Each week, Sergio understood more about the challenges holding his team back. And each week, the work improved. As the months passed, everything started to change. Tasks were getting done faster, deadlines were met without panic, meetings were no longer silent. Team members actually talked, shared ideas, and worked together. And the team seemed happier, more engaged, and more confident. And then something amazing happened. People outside his team started noticing. Other managers saw how well his team was performing, and they wanted to know what changed. The team that once avoided speaking up had become one of the most collaborative, high-performing groups in the company. And it all started with one simple change. Sergio stopped talking at his team, and he started talking with them. Now, Sergio almost lost his team. He thought pushing harder would fix the problem, but all it did was push people away. And the turning point came when he finally took time to listen. One-to-one meetings aren't a waste of time. They're a foundation for success. When managers listen, teams start to trust. When teams trust, work gets done faster, better, and with more enthusiasm. So if you're a manager who isn't doing one-to-one meetings, let this be your wake-up call. Your team doesn't just need a boss. They need a leader who sees them, hears them, and helps them succeed. Because when you truly connect with your people, they will give you their best work. So the question that you ask yourself, what's stopping you from scheduling your first one-on-one? Now, once Sergio realized that his hard-driving, blame-heavy management style was destroying trust and hurting productivity, he made a deliberate effort to change. But he didn't just schedule one-to-one meetings and hope for the best. He built a structured system to turn those meetings into a powerful tool for engagement, trust, and success. So let's take a look at what Sergio did. In step one, he blocked time on his calendar every week for the one-to-one with each team member. He set up reoccurring 30-minute meetings so that they become a regular, expected part of the work week. He never canceled or rescheduled unless absolutely necessary, showing his team that these meetings were a priority. And he kept meetings private, a safe space where team members could speak openly without fear of judgment or the information leaking out. Well, here's why it worked. His team saw that this wasn't a temporary experiment. He was serious about improving communication. So in step two, he changed his mindset from how do I get them to do more work to how do I help them succeed? And he started each meeting with a simple, open-ended question. How are you doing? What's on your mind? He stopped looking for who to blame and started looking for barriers to success. And he reassured his team that this is not about punishment. It's about making sure you have what you need. And so this worked because the team stopped seeing these meetings as trouble and started seeing them as meetings that can help them improve. Now in step three, it was time to encourage open and honest communication, because in the first few meetings, the team wasn't comfortable opening up. So to build trust, Sergio went first, sharing his own struggles and challenges. And he asked questions that required more than just a yes or no. Like, what's your biggest challenge you're facing right now? What's slowing you down? If you could change one thing about your work, what would it be? And he practiced truly active listening, nodding, taking notes, and repeating back what he heard. And he never reacted negatively, even when he heard tough feedback about his leadership. So over time, his team realized they could be honest without the fear of punishment. Step four was time to take action on their feedback. If you get all the feedback and don't do anything about it, that's bad. Whenever a team member shared a problem, Sergio didn't just listen, he took action. If someone was struggling with too many tasks, he helped reprioritize their workload. If a tool or process was slowing them down, he found a way to fix it. He checked in during the next meeting to ask, "Did that help? What else do you need?" His team saw that these meetings weren't just talk. They led to real improvements, and that helped them speak up. Now the next step, step five, was to recognize and to celebrate progress. He started giving more positive feedback, not just criticism. He used one-on-ones to acknowledge individual wins, both the big ones and the small ones. And he began publicly praising his team in group meetings for their hard work and improvements. And he made sure that every team member knew they were valued. So instead of dreading meetings, his team began looking forward to them. Now, in step six, he had to bring the trust, and this is going to be tricky. He had to bring the trust from one-to-ones into his team meetings. And as the team got more comfortable talking in one-to-ones, they became more confident speaking up in team meetings. And he encouraged collaborative discussions, not just a status update. He made sure that every voice was heard, not just the loudest ones, which can happen very easily. He fostered an open, respectful atmosphere where questions and concerns were welcomed. And the team went from silent and disconnected to engaged and higher performing. The transformation, he took it from dysfunctional to a championship level, and it took several months. He went from fearful silence in meetings to honest conversations and collaboration. He went from missed deadlines and confusion to clear priorities and faster task completion. He went from low morale and frustration to higher engagement and motivation. He went from skepticism toward leadership to trust and respect for their manager. And it all started with one change: holding real, meaningful one-to-one meetings. So how can you transform your team with one-to-one meetings? So if you want your team to trust you, communicate better, and perform at a higher level, let's follow Sergio's playbook. First of all, schedule weekly one-to-one meetings, a consistent habit every week. Listen first, talk less. Let your team tell you what they need. Encourage honest conversations by building trust. You have to be open and supportive. Take action on feedback. Show your team what their input does matter. Recognize and celebrate wins. Keep morale high with encouragement. And then bring that trust into team meetings so you can foster open communication across the board with everybody. When you invest in understanding your people, they'll invest their energy in doing great work. So that's why you should think seriously about building your own one-to-one meetings. Okay, we talk about what happened when you do it right. But I think we should have a discussion here of not holding them or holding them wrong. Because one-to-one meetings should be one of the most powerful tools a manager has to build trust and support and keep the team running smoothly. But when managers don't hold them at all, or even worse, when they do them incorrectly, it backfires, and it creates a serious problem. So you can break this down into three failures: when managers don't hold a one-to-one meeting at all, when managers hold one-to-one meetings but they make things worse, and when managers dominate the conversation and don't let the employees talk. Each of these hurts the team morale, kills productivity, and leads to disengaged employees. And disengaged employees frequently lead to gone employees. So let's take the first one: when managers don't hold one-to-one meetings at all. Well, it hurts this way. Employees feel unheard. Without regular one-to-ones, the team members don't have a private space to share concerns or struggles. Problems go unnoticed until they explode. And a small issue can turn into a major crisis because there was no regular check-in to catch it early. Employees feel like just a number. Lack of personal connection makes employees feel unimportant, unseen, and disconnected from leadership. Frustration builds. When employees don't feel supported, their engagement and performance drops. And top performers leave when managers don't invest in their people, because the best employees will find a leader who will do that. So, example of a manager who doesn't hold one-to-ones. Well, they'll say, if my employees need something, they can come to me. The reality is employees feel uncomfortable bringing up problems, assume their issues don't matter, and eventually disengage or leave. So you fix it, obviously. Kind of obvious here. Schedule reoccurring one-to-one meetings and stick to them. And you want to make it clear these meetings are for the team members' benefit, not just yours. Okay, the second item was when they hold meetings but don't do them right. They'll go through the motions of scheduling the meetings, but totally miss the point. Instead of making employees feel supported, they turn the meeting into a waste of time or, worse, a stressful experience. And it hurts the team because the meeting becomes a mini performance review. If the only thing discussed is missed deadlines and mistakes, employees dread the meeting rather than benefit from it. It turns into a status update. Some managers only ask, "What are you working on?" which could have been handled in an email. No real actions come from the meeting. If an employee shares a problem and the manager never follows up, they stop sharing real concerns. The meeting is too short or rushed. If the meeting is always cut short or treated as an afterthought, employees feel like they don't matter. So, for example, the manager goes, "Let's go over your to-do list. Are you behind on anything?" And the thought from the employee, "Oh no, great. Another performance review disguised as a one-on-one. Well, I'm just going to say everything's fine." The one-on-ones should not be a status update. They should focus on support, growth, and problem solving. And you give dedicated time to discussing work challenges, role clarity, and professional development. And if an employee shares a problem, follow up in the next meeting to show that you're taking action. A third one that we talked about was when managers spend the whole meeting talking. They mistake their one-to-ones as the time to talk rather than chance to listen. So managers need to listen. If you don't, employees feel like their thoughts don't matter. If a manager dominates the meeting, the employee loses trust that their opinion is valued. Important issues go unspoken. If the manager fills the time with their own thoughts, employees are not going to bring up any real challenges. Or the meeting feels like a lecture. Employees walk away, feel drained, not supported. And you have missed opportunities for employee growth. If employees never get a chance to talk, they never discuss career growth, challenges, or improvements. So here's an example of talking too much. The manager talks for 20 minutes straight about company goals, their own workload, and what they think should happen. And the employee goes, "Okay, why am I here? I haven't even said a word." You let the employees talk first. And you got to do that with open-ended questions. What's on your mind? What's been challenging you lately? That kind of stuff. And a good rule of thumb is the 80-20 rules. The employee should talk 80% of the time, the manager 20%. And if you catch yourself talking too much, stop and ask a question. Now, the right way to hold a one-to-one meeting, we've talked about some problems, is structure. You can spend the first 5 to 10 minutes, and by the way, all of these are things I have found worked for me. Doesn't necessarily mean it'll work for you. It works for me. The first 5 to 10 minutes, check in. How are you doing inside and outside of work? Because you want to learn about their personal issues also. What's going well? What's been frustrating? Are you clear on what is expected of you? And where do you want to grow? How can I help? What can I do differently to support you? Because the key fixes here is skipping one-on-ones. You know, we mentioned how bad that is. Making them all about performances, you actually need to use it to remove obstacles, not judge results. You also don't want a status update. You want to focus on support, feedback, and career growth. And the employee needs to lead the conversation. Now, final thoughts here. Reality is simple. Teams perform better when the manager listens, supports them, and helps them grow. And if you're a manager, ask yourself, do I hold regular one-to-one meetings, or do I only check in when something goes wrong? Do I actually listen to my employees, or do I dominate the conversation? Do my employees feel comfortable sharing challenges with me, or do they avoid tough conversations? It's never too late to fix your approach. If you start listening more, supporting your employees, and making one-on-ones a priority, you will see happier, more engaged employees, increased productivity and faster problem solving, stronger trust and collaboration. So that's why you need to take the first step and put these together. Let's go for it. And you know, if your version of a one-to-one is waving your team on Zoom and saying, keep up the great work, congratulations, you've mastered the art of none on none. But when you do these right, when you really listen, connect, and help your people grow, that's when the leadership stops being a job and starts being a legacy. Okay, that's it for today's episode on Ignoring the Rules podcast. We covered a lot, and there's even so much more to discuss that we'll take care of that in additional time here. But we've covered the importance of one-to-one meetings, how skipping them hurts your team and the mistakes managers make that actually make things worse. When done right, these meetings build trust, they improve productivity, and create a team that does thrive. And so if you're a manager, start making them as a regular habit. Listen more, talk less. Use these meetings to support your team, not to manage them. And if you're an employee, advocate for these conversations with your manager. A great one-to-one isn't just about work. It's about growth, support, and success. Hey, if you'd like more insights, tools, and strategies, team management, getting the best of your projects, hey, visit WayneRobertson.com. I will have resources and articles and even more ways to transform your work coming up there. And don't forget, join us again next week for another game-changing episode of Ignoring the Rules. And until then, keep challenging the norms, supporting your team, and pushing your projects to success. And I'll see you next time.